In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The Pine Gulch fire north of Grand Junction has continued its rapid growth, now engulfing more than 51,000 acres. As of now, more than 100 people have been ordered to evacuate. Fire official Tracy LeClaire says they're not sure how big the fire will get.
It's really up to Mother Nature. It's that dry, hot, windy weather that caused the big gains in acreage that we saw over the past 2 or 3 days.
The Pine Gulch fire has been burning for nearly 2 weeks after lightning struck open brush along the Mesa and Garfield County line. Meanwhile, the Grizzly Creek fire has become the highest priority fire in the country and continues to keep Interstate 70 closed in Glenwood Canyon. And now Independence Pass has closed indefinitely between Aspen and Leadville. CDOT says too many cars and trucks tried to use the high-altitude pass as an alternative to I-70, and multiple vehicles got stuck. CDOT says motorists should use U.S. 50 through Gunnison to travel across the state. Colorado health officials began testing wastewater in an effort to catch COVID-19 outbreaks. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
State officials are committing over $500,000 to boost wastewater testing efforts to track where the coronavirus is spreading. Public Health Director John Putnam says internationally driven research has prompted the state to invest in the strategy.
It can provide early warning in the vicinity of about 4 to 7 days to know if there are major changes in COVID incidents in the community that we can then use to take that information to deploy testing or other sort of resources.
The Colorado State Joint Information Center says no meaningful information will be available until trends are established over the next several months. I'm Paul Shasta, CPR News.
And still ahead in All Things Considered, high school athletes who hope sports would be a ticket to college have an extra challenge right now. Most of their fall sports seasons are canceled. And that leaves these student athletes with tough choices.
You play high school for the experience, but you play club for future career.
The high stakes of high school sports in the pandemic, that's in about 10 minutes on CPR News. Partly cloudy skies over Metro Denver tonight, lows in the low 60s. Right now it's 90 degrees in Boulder. You're listening to CPR News.